Happy New Year. Welcome to 2020. We've been talking about what we do in the midst of chaos. And we've said that we look up to God's sufficiency. And we also look to God's people to help us in that. We've been studying the book of Judges, chapter 1. And lastly, in order to bring in peace, in order to stave off a chaotic heart and life, we must be on the lookout for slow, subtle conformity to sin. Our hopes rise and our hearts are set at ease as we read the first half of chapter 1 in Judges. Everything looks like it's going to be all right. God's people are on track. And then we see a slow fade into compromise. You can see it in verses 19, 21, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, all throughout the second half of chapter 1. God's reasoning for commanding the Israelite army to dispossess the Canaanites from the land was for spiritual reasons. But instead of driving them out, the Israelites put them into forced labor. Now, to the outside world, and with regard to the immediate, a person could look at that and say, well, the Israelites were successful. They dominated the Canaanites. They rule over them. The Israelites have the Canaanites under control. But that's not success, friends. God does not call upon us to get our sinfulness under control. He calls us to mortify it, to consider our sin as crucified, not to let it reign or even be under control in our lives. It's possible to be a seeming pragmatic success, like the Israelites, but be a miserable spiritual failure. Time will tell in this situation. But it causes us to ask, what are we tolerating in our homes and in our lives? What subtle, seemingly insignificant compromises are we making or allowing to be made under our roofs? It's not that the people of Israel had a lack of strength. They had a lack of faith in God's strength. They were scared. They had probably never battled against iron chariots before, like it says in the text. And so will God give up on his people? But if he does that, then what about his faithfulness? It's only in the cross that we are able to understand how God can be faithful to love and care for his people and still maintain holiness and not overlook the people's sinfulness. On the cross, our sin, the believing Israelites' sin, was given to Jesus, and Jesus' righteousness was given to us. God punished our sin in Jesus Christ, satisfying his holiness, and he since is able to forgive us, and his faithfulness remains. What an amazing God we serve. When you pray today, please remember Michael and Josie Barton, our missionaries in Canada. And also, remember the Mandarin LifeWord broadcast heard in China.